95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog Happy Hour. Josh and Amelia from SR Parade, and Matt from New Holland. Had a tasty New Holland beverage on the front end. There's a couple more to get into. But we should point out that while the product says the words dragon's milk, this is not a lactose intolerance or tolerance issue at all, is it?
No, and honestly, you're a man after my own heart for bringing that up.
You're
because
welcome.
That is something I've had actually friends who have poured beer for me make that mistake. And I've had to pull them aside and be like, I thought you were here because you knew beer.
Right.
But no, so dragon's milk, the general misconception is because it has the word milk in it, it's going to be a lactose-based stout. That is not the case. Dragon's milk does not have milk unless you want to have a tasty vanilla ice cream with it. But
like
the name dragon's milk is derived from, I mean, it's been used throughout centuries to kind of describe a elixir worth celebrating, kind of similar to how mead was used back in royalty during the hunt.
Okay.
So, you know, if, you know, you had the kings that were going out, wanted to slay the dragon, you know, they're going to definitely be drinking the milk of that dragon.
Okay, that makes sense.
The milk of the dragon.
The same way you would consume the blood of your enemies.
Right.
The milk of the dragon. Amelia, what did you just pour us?
Okay, so this is their original dragon's milk, the bourbon barrel aged stout.
Ooh, okay.
So it's 11%, if Matthew didn't say that already.
It tastes like it.
Yeah. Are you sure you want to go with 11? Should we start the game show music? All
right. All right.
Let's go with 11. I like this, though. Wow. And again.
Wow. Yeah.
This is the OG, right?
Mm-hmm. This is the OG. Right?
This is the original New Holland.
This is the Jordan brand of
Pioneer.
New Holland's Nike.
Yes, it's got a story on the back. It goes right in line with what Matthew was just sharing with us.
Right.
Shall I read it?
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Let me get you ready for story time. All right, I'm ready. Bring it.
Throughout the ages, dragon's milk has been a term used to describe potent ales and elixirs worthy of celebration, a reward at the end of the journey. Our signature stout carries on that tradition today. Roasted malt delivers notes of coffee and chocolate married with sweet undertones of vanilla and oak from a three-month stay in bourbon barrels to create a truly legendary blend of flavor.
I like that. It's good.
Wow.
And no, we
dragon's milk white scored better.
Right.
It was a little bit more entertaining, but that was a little bit 11, tough for me to read.
I mean, just 11%, you get a contact from holding the bottle.
Right.
Exactly.
This is actually one of my wife's favorite beers.
Yeah.
Really?
This is... But I still feel like in the stout category, you don't need to chew through this. This is still
got that smooth texture. It'll get the job done, that's for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Definitely. It's like wine. Like, you drink one. I drink two of these, and it's like drinking a bottle of wine.
And, Josh, we've talked about stouts before because I had to learn what stouts I like.
Right.
Right? You got to, like, find your flavors and stuff. But this one, I don't know if it's the chocolate in here or what else do you love in this one?
So, I love those chocolate notes, the roasted malt. I'm just a huge fan of stouts in general. So when you get 11% with a good taste in stout, I'm all on board.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. I love that vanilla.
But I'm more excited about the next one.
Yeah. All right.
Ooh,
so, yes, what is happening next? Have you had this next one?
I have not. I personally, I need to read the bottle real quick.
Yeah,
okay.
The whole disclaimer.
Like, let me see.
I'm glad I send those emails, Josh.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Josh. You take it.
So, Dragon's Milk, they do their reserve series. We've done quite a few. We've done, I believe it was the Scotch Barrel Age with the graham cracker and marshmallow.
These reserve series are just like offshoots, lesser quantity, right?
Correct. They are limited. So if you see them out there, grab them because they're going to go.
Okay.
They're gone and they ain't coming back till probably next year.
Okay.
And it may not be the same product.
Okay.
So this particular one is...
It's a double bourbon barrel aged, double vanilla aged stout.
Oh, my Lord.
Weighs in at a whopping 12.3%
Now
the 11%, but you know that extra percent in the milk white got me a little extra. But no, so the with the Dragon's Milk Reserve, what we do is we age it for 2 months in a Dragon's Milk barrel, same as we do with all our Dragon's Milks.
Right.
And then we are aging it actually with Indonesian vanilla, which is a little bit smokier, so it kind of adds that little bit of gusto to the beer.
Okay.
And then what we do is we dump it out and put it in freshly dumped bourbon barrel, and then we age it with the Madagascar vanilla, which everybody's familiar with. gives that smooth, creamy note. So the thing about this stout is I'm a Scotch drinker myself.
Yeah.
Bourbon is a little bit too sweet.
Right.
So when I smelled this at first, it knocked me back because you just get that heavy bourbon note.
Oof.
Yeah,
that'll get you right off the bat.
I'm a bourbon guy, but I already get the advantage of maybe the double bourbon.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, and then adding both of those vanilla, it just really smooths it out.
Oh man,
it almost makes it like breakfast in the morning.
Yeah, but this isn't. But again, I think you mentioned this before we jump back in. This is not. You're not going to get this off your first taste at all. It isn't like you're being doused in alcohol.
No, and that's
all flavor first.
And that's the surprising thing. It being at a 12.3, usually they can taste a little bit more boozy.
Yeah.
And this one, again, I you can attribute it to the addition of all that vanilla. Really, really smooths and mellows everything out and kind of checks that, you know, maybe the heat that the bourbon barrel might throw out.
Right. I'm getting a lot of vanilla in there, too.
Me, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm loving this beer.
So he wasn't joking about the ice cream thing.
Right. Really. Oh, yeah. So you could make a float out of this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
That would be a delicious dessert.
Right.
Very delicious dessert.
Steve always carries an ice cream.
I don't know if you'll remember if you finished it or not, but.
No. That's fine. Well, yeah, that's why you share. You find a buddy. You find a Dragon's Milk buddy and you share it, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of a thing.
Well, then
I'll say you can go to srparrot.com/beerfinder, find out where you can check out all those lovely New Holland products. As far as the Dragon's Milk go, would you like Steve to do the impression again of what a milking dragon would sound like?
I'm ready.
Play it on me.
That was
much less intense than I was expecting.
In fairness, fierce. In rehearsal, he was actually wearing dragon's wings, right? And he had little finger talons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was a lot higher pitched. It was a screech. Now it just turned into it's kind of airy right there. So I hate that you guys missed the good part. We'll run the tape back.
He scratched his voice, blowing so much fire. Breathing so much fire.
There you go.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.